Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use, and I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget did I take that pill or not, because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-613-2715. That's 800-613-2715. 800-613-2715. Call now.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Our 26th year on the air. Yep, I am Dave Graveline. This for the weekend of Friday, June 25th, 2021, hour two of three. In the event you didn't know, we do 3 hours of Into Tomorrow each and every week. We invite you to stop by our site at intotomorrow.com. You can sign up for our free podcast there or wherever you get your podcasts, because we're everywhere, are we not? Who are you?
I am Chris Graveline.
And we are everywhere.
We are.
Yeah. We're just ubiquitous.
Yes.
You might say. Some tech news and commentary, and then back to your calls. John in Georgia standing by, among other things. We talked last hour a little bit about whether or not people went nuts with the two-day Prime Day. So it was really Prime Days. And we also discovered that a lot of money was spent. It topped $11 billion, $5.6 billion on day one, $5.4 billion on day two. Of course, rivals Target, Walmart, Kohl's, Best Buy, they all held their own sales events. And in many cases, their sales events were actually sales. Unlike Amazon, that likes to pretend you're getting a big deal discount. Sometimes you are, but it's rare.
Yeah, apparently Adobe looked into this, and they were saying that the average Prime Day sale was about 10% off.
That's not a lot.
Whereas on Black Friday at other retailers, you can get 20% or more.
Well,
so,
of course.
So the Prime Day sale wasn't really that much of a sale.
Yeah, so I think it's all about marketing, and Jeff Bezos and his team have us thinking, not all of us, but some people thinking, oh, if it's from Amazon, number one, it's already cheaper. Sometimes that's the case. But don't not investigate it. Don't shop. Don't not shop around is a double negative that I'm trying to say. If you're looking for something in particular, you got to shop around. Mm-hmm. Sure, Amazon is good. Chris always says use Amazon for reviews, if nothing else. Not necessarily price. Look at what people are saying.
Yeah. I've done that at a Target where I'll scan the UPC on an item with the Amazon app, which will bring up the Amazon listing, and I'll start looking at reviews before I decide which one I want to buy at Target.
And frequently, the price is better at Target.
Yeah.
And you can take advantage, but you can look at the reviews. Do you really want to get it or not? Did people like this item?
Or as we learned when we were at Bass Pro Shops, that some stores will even match the Amazon price, so it works out better anyway.
Yeah, don't be shy. Don't be afraid to say you will match a better price, correct, if I buy it right now from you? Because most retailers these days will say, absolutely, show me. And you bring it up, there it is, that price, okay. We'll match that. Just tell so-and-so at the register that I said it's approved or whatever. And you can save some money. But Adobe, you said, was the one that did this study saying the sales from Amazon, especially Prime Days, are not really that good.
Except for Amazon.
Well, for Amazon,
obviously.
Yeah. Oh, my God. To the tune of $11-plus billion.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Amblin Partners, the production company founded and chaired by director and producer Steven Spielberg, has signed a multi-year deal with streaming platform Netflix. In a press release on Netflix's website, the two companies announced that the partnership will result in, quote, multiple new feature films per year.
Wow.
Now, of course, some might see this as an unexpected turn for Spielberg's company, given his past stances on streaming movies. 2 years ago, an Amblin spokesperson publicly announced that Spielberg intended to support changes to the Academy Awards that would reclassify Netflix films as TV movies, making them ineligible for Oscars.
Whoa.
And now he's gotten in bed with them.
Yeah, go figure. Isn't that what goes around comes around, sort of thing. Oh, my gosh. And listen, folks, in an effort to help me with my vocal cord post-surgical recovery, that's what I'm trying to say. I was going to say renewal. But my recovery, we want to hear more calls so I don't have to speak as much. For example, John in St. Simons Island, Georgia, listens on FM 93.7 WBQO when you need to know. Hey, John.
Hey, Dave and Chris. Congratulations on your longevity on the air, and I'm glad Dave is on the mend. My question concerns, I guess, a surveillance system. I live in a condo complex, and it's an aging population, and we'd like to kind of keep track of everybody without being obtrusive. In other words, people coming and going and making sure that something hasn't happened inside, but not being obtrusive and, you know, knocking on their door every 30 minutes or something. If y'all have any kind of idea or anything that's out there for sale or any kind of service, please tell me. Thank you.
Well, John, it's our pleasure, and thank you for the kind words as well. If you want to track people in common areas, you may be able to find a facial recognition system, but most are not for authorized civilian use, if you will, and you'll almost certainly run into legal trouble if you don't get rock-solid consent from all the residents. Now, general security monitors and cameras, not a problem. We haven't found any systems sold to the general public that are not for things like opening a door when someone willingly activates it. So you may face a bit of an uphill battle if you want to find something quite like that.
Yeah, if you want to track people within their own homes, you won't be able to find anything that would legally allow you to do that.
Yeah.
Now, if your residents want to be tracked, there are smartphones and other wearables that can be set to alert you if someone falls, if their heart rate is irregular, or if they say they need help. But that's up to each individual to get and wear rather than a pre-built solution for a whole condo.
Yeah, because now you did mention, of course, that aging population and you want to kind of keep tabs on everybody. And I'm sure you didn't mean privacy violating, but the ability to just make sure everyone's okay. Now, if you just want people to be able to ask for help, you can set them up with something inexpensive, even like a basic smart speaker that won't come with a monthly bill, but will allow them to call you using their voice if they can't reach your phone.
You can also look into very low-tech solutions. I remember many years ago, my grandmother lived in a condominium retirement community. Each of their front doors had a little plastic slider on it, similar to those little stick-on covers for a laptop camera.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, in the morning, each resident was asked to simply move the slider to one side that revealed a red box underneath. And then at some point later in the afternoon, they were asked to slide it to the other side, revealing a blue box. Then they had a group of volunteers that went around twice a day, and if someone's slider wasn't on the correct color, then they'd knock on the door and check on the resident to make sure everything was okay.
Yeah, certainly very low tech, but it did the job.
Yeah.
Let us know if that's what you had in mind, John. We'll do a little more digging for you if you'd like some more solutions of a technology nature. Please do join us at your convenience, everyone at intotomorrow.com.